I would say all the guys that are, you know, in that category of working out have done very well and really have been for quite some time. I mean, it's you know, since March, I don't think any of those guys have missed a beat. So we feel good about the progress that everybody's making. As far as the whole group, I have no long-term concerns medically of anybody on our roster right now.
Coach, what was your day like, you know, first day OTA, getting everybody out on the field at the same time? What was it like for you and seeing your team out there?
It's been a good 2 days. I mean, this is a fun time of year. I mean, players, coaches, everybody prefers to be on the field, no doubt about it. It's great to have the fans here today. That's always refreshing, and the support here is always tremendous. But the reality is, you know, it felt good yesterday. You know, this felt good today, and you know, you go and watch the film, and it's there's a lot of similarities year to year. You have to teach your team how to practice. You know, you have a bunch of new players. I felt very good coming out of phase two with the amount of work that we were able to get done as far as schematically in all three phases, getting everything in that we wanted to get in, and really how the young guys have picked it up, and now we're into the phase of, you know, applying it on the field. And so what happens is your mental errors are way too high yesterday, and your finish isn't very good. So we need to learn how to practice, and that's what, you know, takes a couple weeks to get everybody on the same page. The veterans will do a good job, excellent job of teaching the younger players. They need kicked in the ass too. So, I mean, it's just everybody's starting, and we've got new drills, you know, we've got new, you know, new coaches working different combinations. So we spent a whole off season program, a whole off season getting ready to give improvements to our program, and particularly the on the field phase is the most important part. So we're just starting. So it was great to be out there, but we got a lot of work to do.
Mike, with your revamped duties on the coaching staff, are you going to enable you to spend more time with the special teams and defense? How is that going? Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, I enjoy coaching. Coaching is still coaching, regardless of what position you work with. And I think as long as you're around the players, coaching, that's where I want to be. I think the frustrations that every head coach goes through is when he's pulled away from the X and O's, he's pulled away from the field. The administrative responsibilities are a little too high. But this has been a very fun year. For me personally, just the fact that to be in there with the defense, to be in there with the special teams. So the offense is doing a great job. The creativity that the coaching staff has put into the new installs, and the feedback of the veteran players that they've been giving us during phase two, the classroom segment has been good. But it's been great. Well, I mean, just like every coordinator, you know, Ron Zook is an accomplished coach. You want as a coordinator, you want your unit to take on your personality, obviously have a clear understanding of the scheme, but most importantly, you know, buy into and be an expert at the fundamentals and techniques. And that's really where, you know, some of the adjustments that we've made on special teams is the focus. So, and then Ron's an excellent teacher. Has tremendous energy. He's obviously very passionate about coaching. He does an excellent job having relationships with the players. And I don't think, you know, when the players came back, we didn't feel like there was a lot of things we needed to change as far as, you know, how we operated, how the playbook, and just from a general overall sense. But there's just a lot of just a lot of little adjustments, and I think we're off to a very good start. We've actually spent a lot more time on special teams in phase two than we have in the past, and we'll spend more time on special teams in phase three than we've done in the past, and that's an obvious emphasis. Well, I mean, the biggest thing with Aaron is, I mean, he loves football. I mean, he's in such a comfortable place on the football field. So I think it's been very evident the last two practices. You know, the guy loves to compete. He's obviously a great player, but also he's an excellent teacher. He's a very good communicator. He's a big part of how we run our offense. You know, I go back to the first day that we all arrived here. This offense is about making the quarterback successful. And you start that with a good run game and build on from there and there. And so he's a huge part of how we operate on offense. So we've had a chance to go through all the installs. You know, have his input, and we'll continue to make tweaks. But it's not only Aaron too, which is refreshing. I mean, we have a very good veteran base here. Probably, you know, could be our best veteran base for a football team. So we're leaning on each other, and we're doing everything we can to get better.
Yes, along those lines, how you just spread everybody here today? How do you accomplish that? Do you lean on the veterans to do it, or how do you get everybody here?
How do we get everybody here?
Yeah, you don't have to be here, obviously.
Well, you know, it's a big part of our program. It's a big part of our success. We're a draft and develop program. This is something that we've been doing for a number of years. I go back to my first year, you know, where we didn't have, I think we were about 80%, probably about 80% attendance, and you know, I had to do roll call with the media every day, and then about halfway through, the PR director told me I didn't have to do the roll call with the media. I said, "Well, why the hell have I been doing it for 2 weeks?" But yeah, so it's changed. There's obviously an emphasis back then to the off-season program is very important. So the players know how important it is, and I think more so on an individual basis, I'd like to think that if you've asked the players, they know when they come back here that they're going to get better. You know, just the way we train, our facilities are phenomenal. We challenge any facility in the country. That trains a professional athlete, what we give our athletes, what we feed our athletes, the nutrition, so forth and so forth. So we're always looking to be better at what we do as far as our training environment, and this great organization gives us those resources, and the players know that, and the players are the first to know. So this is a place where they can get better individually also, but commit to the 2015 Green Bay Packers. Well, the experience, the people, I think the way we, you know, the way we operate, our group interaction is I don't know if it can get any higher. We do a lot, you know, a lot of things. Where position groups are together a lot. You know, it's not as individualized at this point in our off-season program. I mean, there's a time to be individualized. There's a teaching philosophy that you always, you know, you always teach to the lowest guy, the youngest guy in the room. We've kind of flipped that. We're challenging the older guys to bring the younger guys up and then coach those younger guys in a more one-on-one fashion. So it's just finding as many different ways as you possibly can to motivate and continue to grow as a program.
Two more, please. Was Julius Peppers
here? Yeah, he was here this morning. Didn't practice though. Is that every time? Yeah, he was here this morning. Clay Matthews? Clay Matthews is he's a great pass rusher, and he's gonna continue to play as many different positions as we possibly can get out of him. So the more we need to utilize Clay as much as we can. He's a great player, and we need to give him as many opportunities as we can to make plays.
He may have been a bit reluctant last year, did it because you guys needed it, and maybe thought this year he'd go back. Have you had to have any discussions with him about how you're going to use him, and is he much more on board now?
Well, yeah, I've talked to Clay a couple of times early in the off-season program. Been in the meetings that he goes to, and so he's moving around and wants to make sure he has a clear understanding of the new things that we're doing. And from every perspective, inside linebacker, outside linebacker. I mean, wait till you see him play nose guard. That's going to be really cool. But, so, you know, just. Well, I'll say this. I mean, you know, the way people are represented sometimes away from work as opposed to inside the workplace is sometimes different. I think that's clearly the case, and there has been, you know, I can't tell you, I'm not totally aware what the outside world thinks, but, I mean, Nick Perry is a tough physical football player. Just ask his teammates. I mean, what he's played through this past year, it was significant, and I think it says a lot about him. And, you know, he's had some tough, you know, moments in the younger part of the first 2 years of his career. But, you know, the guys that practice against him, the guys that he plays with, and the guys in the locker room every day, I mean, they have a lot of respect for him. And I do, I clearly also, I do.